All right. I will say good evening. Let's begin. We have a special sponsor this evening. The Shir is sponsored by Adina Schwartzbaum in honor of Meir's 31st birthday. Wow. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Absolutely. Hashem, an incredible. First of all, what an Eish Yischayel. What an Eish Yischayel. Dedicating a Shir. Mayor, Kaddish Baruch Hu should bench you with Arichos Yomim Vishonim. Should be a beautiful year filled with Mazel, with Bracha, Hatzlocha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yadecha, and Bracha, Ad Shimali Kol Mishalos Libecha Latova. All right, so with that, let's begin. So I want to share with you an incredible, incredible idea by Rabbi Nachman. So this happens to be a beautiful piece. You're going to see, this is one of those pieces where the power is not as much in the vart, because you're going to see the vart itself is not really so much of a vart, but the power in this piece, I will say, is just in the yisodistic nature of Rabbi Nachman's Torah. So take a look at, first of all, the pasuk is V'gamani shamati esna akas b'nei Yisrael shem esayim avidim osam, and I have heard the cries of b'nei Yisrael that the Egyptians here, Baruch, come on. That the Egyptians, you're going to get to Nadovi Zifra very well, right? That the Egyptians are working them. So right, v'shagamani shamati es nachas b'nei Yisrael shem mitzayim avidim osam v'eskor es brisin. I remembered my covenant. So we'll say this is the section in the parasha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I've heard the cries, I've heard the difficulties, and I'm coming in to go ahead and begin the process of salvation. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful over here. Paragraph A. V'gam ani shamati es nachas b'nei Yisrael. Mashemiyin Moshe Rabbeinu harbe b'shlichuso. Kishashalach Hashem Yisbarach lohotzi es Yisrael memitzrayim. V'ta'an kamatainis. So we'll say, Rabbi Nachman brings up over here, he explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first asks Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and redeem Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is at first exceptionally reticent. Right? He is not ready to take on this shlichus. He's not ready ultimately to go ahead and take on this mission. V'ta'an kamatainis, and the truth is, he advances a number of reasons as to why it's just not shayach for him to do this. V'amruli. So they said, ultimately again, V'amruli, ma'shimo, ma'omar aleihem, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're going to ask me who's sending you, right? They're going to ask me, who is this God? So what should I say, right? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are. V'hein lo ya'aminuli. Ultimately, again, they won't believe me. Even if I tell them that I'm the emissary of God, they're not going to believe me. V'chein harbe. And I will say again, Moshe Rabbeinu brings up Taina after Taina, right? He brings up, again, issue after issue, problem after problem, ultimately, again, to go ahead and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu why this mission is a failed mission. He says, what's wrong?
The door is locked from the inside.
Ah, okay. Yes, we're here for the long run. Okay. This is mamish. Okay, we'll say, let's ration the challenge. You know. He says, v'chein harvei. Ad shebasof amar. And we'll say, until what happens? Until the end, what occurred? Amar, shalach no biad tishlach. He said, we'll say, until the end, what occurs? Moshe Rabbeinu finally says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do it. Shalach no biad tishlach. Just send. And the hat is becoming very exclusive shir suddenly, right? That's the tone. So if you're not here by 8:40, that's it. You're getting locked out. So 8:35. So I'll say, so ultimately, again, until Moshe Rabbeinu finally says, Shlach no biat tishlach. You know, so we'll say, so again, remember, the idea over here is Moshe Rabbeinu, argument after argument, why he can't be the guy. Argument after argument, why he's not the right person. Until he finds the Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, just find someone else. Now, what's the issue? So the Rebbe is bothered by Moshe. What's the problem? Right? What's your problem? The Ribono Shel Olam appears to you and tells you what your life mission is. First of all, I will say, if Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, do you think that ultimately, again, there is a Havamino that you're going to get out of this? Do you think that there's a Havamino that you get to say no? And Kadosh Baruch Hu shows up and tells you what you have to do. There's no no. There's no no. There's only one answer, which is, where do you want me? When do you want me? And how do you want me to do it? And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu consistently argues this point with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until literally he has to say, please send someone else. So the Rebbe says, what's the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you so reticent? And so the Rebbe says, Amar, ki yoda, shekasha ma'od lahachnis hadas b'Yisrael. Because ultimately, what happened? Because ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it is difficult to infuse das into Klal Yisrael. It's almost impossible to give Klal Yisrael the right perspective and the right mindset. What does that mean? Ki adayin lo kidshu es atzman kra. We'll say paragraph base. Because Klal Yisrael, shh, we'll say, because Klal Yisrael did not go ahead, Klal Yisrael did not go ahead and what? Klal Yisrael did not properly sanctify themselves. They weren't yet on the level to be able to fully go ahead and be mekabel this redemption. Ki yadua, she Yisrael az lo hayu adayin ru'uyin legeula. Because, you know, Klal Yisrael was not yet fit to be redeemed. They weren't ready yet. They weren't ready. So we'll say what Moshe Rabbeinu understood was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at first glance did not feel or did not appear to be ready to hear, which is the people you want to redeem are not really redeemable. They're not really redeemable. You're telling me, Vautseisi, Vetzalti, Vegaalti, Velakachti, I'm going to redeem them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know these people. I know them. I grew up with them. It's true, I was in the palace, not in the slave pits along with them, but I know them. I saw them. I'm the one when I tried to intervene and tried to prevent one of them from beating up the other, they threatened to go ahead and turn me into the authorities. I know who we're dealing with over here, and I know that pretty much they're beyond salvation. I know that. So also that Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Ribono Shel Olam, they're not redeemable. Why are they not redeemable? Because they don't yet have the proper level of das. They don't yet have the proper understanding and perspective in life. They don't yet have a complete understanding of what it means to be redeemed. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately is reticent. Okay. Hayakashim ha'od lahachnis ba'madasa amiti. Shebezeh. So say, and that's why, again, if you think about it, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's struggle with Klal Yisrael? What's the struggle? The struggle is to infuse within them the correct das, what he calls the das ha'amiti, the correct das. Rabbosai, ultimately, again, what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu is they don't have the right perspective. They don't have the das ha'amiti. They don't have the clarity. Rabbosai, to experience redemption, you have to be in the headspace of redemption. To experience redemption, you have to be in the mindset of redemption. You have to be in the framework of redemption. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu said, this is an incredibly important yisod. Moshe is Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about the fact that I'm not so charismatic, or it's not that I'm not such a great orator. Even if I was all of those things, which I'm not, Moshe Rabbeinu says, even if I was all of those things, I still couldn't redeem them. Do you know why? Because they're not in the headspace. Because they're not in the headspace. And I will say, was Moshe Rabbeinu correct? Was he correct? 1,000%. Remember what happens. The beginning of this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes in and delivers to them such a beautiful message of Geula. So beautiful, by the way, that it becomes the very foundation of our Pesach Seder. V'hotzeisi, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, v'heveisi. The five Lashonos of Geula. The five Lashonos of Geula. And what's Klal Yisrael's response? What's their response? V'lo shamu al Moshe, mikol tzirach me'avod d'kasha. They couldn't listen. What's it mean they couldn't listen? To be redeemed, I will say, you have to be redeemable. You have to be redeemable. You have to be in the mindset that you could believe you could be free. You have to be in the mindset that you could believe that you could make a difference. You have to be in the mindset that you believe that you could seize your destiny. Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're not redeemable. They're not redeemable. They're just not in the right space. So what are you doing sending me on a mission of futility? And Moshe Rabbeinu was right. That's why over and over and over, I will say, you know, the greatest obstacle to redemption from Egypt, you know, was not Paro. Was not Paro. The greatest obstacle to redemption was Klal Yisrael. We know again, fast forwarding a little bit, when Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, what does the pasuk say? V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Yisrayim. And Rashi goes, what does chamushim mean? One fifth. Four fifths of the Jews died during the Makkah of Choshech. We'll say four fifths of Klal Yisrael were not redeemable. And by the way, that's four fifths, just so you understand, that's four fifths after seeing the Makkahs. Right? That's four-fifths after seeing Paro humbled. That's four-fifths after seeing the Egyptians come groveling to them. And despite all of that, what's it, can you imagine what those numbers were before the Makkahs? Can you imagine those numbers? If it's four-fifths after them, if it's four-fifths by Makkah number 9, then what were the numbers by Makkah, before Makkah number 1? So Moshe Tzchash Baruch Hu, Right? There's nothing to talk about here because there's nothing to work with. So what happens? So we'll say, by the way, you now begin to understand, you see, we often think that Moshe Rabbeinu's resistance is like motivated by humility. That's certainly part of it. But the Rebbe is pointing out is there's something much deeper unfolding over here, which is Moshe Rabbeinu saying to God, there's nothing to work with here. The people aren't in the mindset of redemption. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? So what happens? Paragraph C. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Hechricho Leilech Ulahar Bem Adas Ulahotziyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, sometimes even when it looks impossible, you got to do it anyway. Right? Go. Go, Moshe Rabbeinu, go. Hechricho Leilech, he forced them to go. Ulahar Bem Adas. It is your job, Moshe, it's the job of the Manhig to inspire the populace. It's the job of the Manhig to illuminate the das of the constituency. You have to open their eyes. You have to show them new understanding. Ulotziam. Ki chamal aleihem bischus avos v'dile galakets. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you don't understand. This geula is not really going to occur because of the merit of the people. This geula is going to occur, why? In the merit of the avos. In the merit of the forefathers. It's not about that. Moshe, your argument is legitimate if geula is predicated on their piety. But redemption is not predicated on the piety of the people. This school is going to occur because of the zechuyos, because of the merits ultimately of their ancestors. V'dile galakeitz. And therefore we can fast track it. We can fast track redemption. Kemo shakasev koldo di hine zeba medalik ala harim mekapetz ala gvos. Ki hu yisparach ra shimlo yar behem adas klal imke mehechon yisku l'geula. Kira, paragraph D, Kira, she efshal hamtin begulasam, ad she kachu es shiva saneros karai, but often she ruim la saga, hamakif and adeki dushasam. Bosse, I'm just going to read a few lines and we'll translate. Ki efshal hamtin alze. Bosse, listen to this, because Chodesh Baruch Hu realized this way before Moshe understood this. I can't wait for Klal Yisrael to get it together. Why can't wait for Klal Yisrael to get it together? Bosse, here the Rebbe refers to Klal Yisrael getting it together. The metaphor is, I can't wait for them to light all seven candles. Right? I will say, you remember again, back to Chanukah. We had the most Yisodah stick machlokes in Beisham and Beis Hillel about how to light the menorah. Right? Beisham holds, how do you light the menorah? How do you light? Start with eight, right? Go down to one. Beis Hillel, start with one, go days. Remember again, we spoke about one of the other shirim, the Ma'aral. So now it says, what are they arguing about? Beisham says, the kindling of the menorah represents a rededication, a rejuvenation, a rebuilding of the self. Whenever you're going to rejuvenate, rebuild, and rededicate, you have to start with perfection. The foundation has to be rock solid, right? If the foundation is rock solid, then even if the rest of the edifice is a little bit rickety, you can get by. But the foundation, you have to start with eight candles. Beis Hillel says, Shammai, my dear friend, my chaver, of course, as a purist, right, I agree with you, but practically, no one ever gets all eight candles lit at once. Right? So the Rebbe says over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized, I can't wait for Klal Yisrael to get the seven Neros kindled. Right? I can't get that done. Right? There's no way I can pull that off right now. And I can't wait anymore. See, here's the problem. On one hand, we want the people to be ro. We want people to be fit and deserving of redemption. We need them to get all seven candles lit. Right? That's what we need. We need them to understand. We need them to have the das. The problem is, they're not coming around to it. And the problem is, for they're amplified by what? That if we wait for them, I will say, what's going to happen? Ki abal davar miskabre ma'od. The chas paragraph E. The chas l'shom barichos hazman yishtaku legamrei begalus v'zuamas misayim chas l'shom kemuva. And I want to say, here's the problem. The problem is Chodesh Baruch Hu says, where it's like a catch 22. On one hand, I need Klal Yisrael to get it. I need them to light all seven candles. I need them to change their das. I need them to change their outlook. I need them to change their perspective. But what's the problem? They're not doing it. And I will say, furthermore, not only they're not doing it, but if we wait for them to do it, then what? It's going to be too late. The Baal Dover, right, the Yetzihara, is going to get the best of them. Because every day they don't get it together, the Baal Dover, the Yetzihara, is even stronger. And I will say, every day we wait, what happens? Klal Yisrael is lost more and more into the abyss of spiritual degeneracy. I don't know if degeneracy is a word, but it sounds good. Right? So I will say, so they get lost in a lot. So what do you do in such a situation like that? I need Klal Yisrael to develop Das. I need them to light all seven candles. But I can't wait for it. Old As we said, we know that if Chai Israel had spent one more moment in Mitzrayim, they would have been lost forever. He says, remember, this is the whole Yisod of Matzah. Why does Matzah go ahead and say, play such a central role in Pesach? Because we'll say, what's the chap of Matzah? Matzah is the food of precision. Why? Why? If you're one moment off, then what happens? What happens? Now, we'll say those wafers, which cost $27 a pound, right, suddenly again are worthless. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute is just the chametz and matzah. We'll say that's the metaphor for Klal Yisrael. Right? 1 more minute in Israel, we would have been lost. We would have been chametz. We would have been lost. Alkein. Chamal aleim Hashem yisparach v'dileg al haketz. V'heir bahem ha'aretz hadas aydei Moshe ben ha'ar nifla. Supposed to listen to this. Paragraph F. Afapi shalohayu ru'uyim laze ayide masim. Supposed to the Rebbe says something amazing. So, what is the entire story of Gulas Mitzrayim? We'll say, what is the story of redemption from Egypt? It's not a story of deserved salvation. It's not a story of earned salvation. It's a story of kol del di hineze ba medalik. Right, my beloved is coming. And he's skipping over the mountains. I will say, Yitzias Mitzrayim is a story of fast-tracked redemption. Redemption not because we deserve it, but redemption because if God didn't redeem us when he redeemed us, then what? We would simply have disappeared into the sands of time. And therefore, all of the rules are almost suspended. See, I will say, under normal circumstances, one of the most important yisodos in Yiddishkeit is, if you want it, earn it. There's no free lunch. By the time there's no free lunch, right? There's no free breakfast. There's no free snack. There's no free challenge, right? There's nothing. I will say everything you want in this world, you have to earn it. You have to earn it. And if you don't work for it, don't expect to get it. It's an incredibly important yisod. If you're not willing to work, don't expect to get it. If a person says, yagati or lo yagati umatsasi, right? I didn't work, but I earned. What does Gemara says? Don't believe it. There is no mitzia without yigia, right? There's no accomplishment without effort. And yet, the Rebbe says to us, that is true in everything in life, except with the story of the Exodus. Yitzias Mitzrayim, I will say, is a story of unearned redemption. Why? Because ein breira. Less breira. There was no choice. There was no choice. In the absence, ultimately, a Klal Yisrael was not going to get it. We just weren't in the Hesed. Moshe Rabbeinu was absolutely right. We just weren't going to get it. So what's the choice? The choice is wait till we earn it, and we'll disappear long before we earn it, or skip over the natural order of things, skip over the natural Seder HaDvarim, and just give it to us. Just give us redemption. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Paragraph F. Afa pishlo haya ru'uyim laze ayidei ma'asehim va'ayidei zeh nis'oru lashuv la'ashem yisbar bebechinas mashchini acharecha narutza. King Shapir Shashan. The Rebbe says, this is so beautiful. So the Rebbe says, you know what happens? The story of the Exodus is an interesting one. Because the Rebbe says, what ends up happening is HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us, and as a result, we end up doing tshuva. See, the Rebbe says, normally the way it works is, you do tshuva, and then what? And then what? And then you get redemption. Right? The way Yitzias Mitzrayim works, we will say, is there was redemption, which led to tshuva. The Rebbe says, that's the Lashon, Mashchini acharecha narutz, which we'll say means what? Which means what? Oh, so yeah. Beautiful. Pull me, and I'll run after you. So it's nice, you're right, I should be a self-starter. I should run after God, and I'll find him like that. Sometimes it doesn't work. Pull me, right? Just hitch me to the back of your divine wagon. Pull me. And after a while, what I'll do is I'll keep running because I want to catch up with you. So we'll say, so says the Rebbe, that's happening to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu first redeems us, even though we didn't deserve it. But then something amazing happens. After he redeems us, then we do tshuva. After redemption, then Rebbe will say, then we earn it. Then we do something ultimately to run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, aval adayin haya lahem b'chira gidola. Ki adayin haya kasha lahem kushyos. Rebbe say, but you know, even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us, and even after we did tshuva, first redemption, then tshuva, we still had many questions, right? And many, many, many problems. Rebbe say, it's beautiful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. But what's the great looming question that still hovered over everyone's head? 210 years of servitude is a long time. Rebbe say, how many babies were killed in the Nile? How many Jews were killed by Egyptian taskmasters? It's beautiful that we were redeemed. It's great. But there's still so many theological problems, still so many theological questions, so many problems, deep problems in life. Turn the page, paragraph G. He says, Ki adayin lo hisigu hamakifin karoi, ki lo hayu ru'uyin lahem machmas, Shilokitra, then she was there. So here's the problem. The problem is what? The problem is, Rabbi said, do you know when you get answers? You know, I think there's a famous statement like this. What is it? For the atheist, there are no answers. And for the believer, there are no questions. I don't know that necessarily that is 100% true. I mean, for the atheist, there's no answers. That's true. But for the believer, there are plenty of questions. Rabbi said, but here's the difference. The believer is totally fine with living with questions. I'm okay not understanding. Why? Because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. And I know that there's a plan. And I know that there's a reason. I don't have to understand it in order to believe that some way, somehow, it makes sense. See, here's the problem. Klal Yisrael ultimately goes ahead. We're redeemed. As a result of redemption, the Rebbe says we end up doing tshuva. Mashchini acharecha vina rutsa. But yet, again, we were still theologically and spiritually confused. Why? Because we had not lit the seven Neros. Because the Rebbe says, as much as we did tshuva, right? We sang Shira Bayam. By Amsuf, Rebbe said, but you know, Klal Yisrael's spiritual metamorphosis was fundamentally incomplete. How do we know that? How do we know that? Because Rebbe said, every twist and turn during the time in the desert, when something doesn't go well, what happens? What happens? We lose it, right? We lose it, Rebbe said. We mamish lose it. You know, you could tell there are some people who, whenever life doesn't go their way, they lose it. Rebbe said, a person like that is not together in life. That was us. It's still many of us, right? But that was us in the desert. Something, I don't get the money, I don't get the meat, I don't get the water, I don't get, everything, sky's falling. They're not together. Why they're not together? Because they will say they were spiritually underdeveloped. Because they will say, even the spiritual accomplishments that we had were handed to us on a silver platter. Right, we didn't work for it. See, Rabbi was saying the whole story of the Exodus is conferred spirituality as opposed to earned spirituality. And when you have conferred spirituality, it's very beautiful, but it does not withstand the vicissitudes and challenges of life. So the moment you are faced with challenge, if all you have is conferred spirituality, you buckle and you break. If you earn your ruchnius, you earn your spiritual stripes, then you have solidified your spiritual metal. That metal could withstand the test of life. Paragraph H. Machmos shelo zochu lahasagas hamakifin b'shlemus. Machmos adayin lo. So you have to understand something. The reason why I was incredibly drawn to this piece by the Rebbe is, well, this is a yesodistic piece by Rabbi Nachman. The Rebbe is giving us over here the panoramic view of everything that happens from servitude pretty much until the end of the Torah. What's the story? The story is first a story of undeserved or unearned redemption. We are redeemed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to redeem us. Schus avos. We didn't earn it. We didn't do anything for it. We didn't reach any type of level of spiritual accomplishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. As a result of that beautiful gift, that sparks a tshuva movement. But even that tshuva movement, Rabosai, was not really concretized by personal avoda. It was concretized by miracles. Then God was doing incredible fireworks show all around us, 40 years. Incredible. He'll say, but there was no real earned spirituality. There was only conferred spirituality. And when you don't work hard for your ruchnius, we'll say, Klal Gadol in life, whatever you don't work hard for could be lost very quickly. So this, even stuff you work hard for could be lost very quickly. But Lamaisa, stuff you don't work hard for is lost even quicker. Klal Yisrael didn't work for their spirituality. As a result, at every twist and turn, every bump in the road, they simply buckle and lose everything. We'll say, this is the story of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, but there's something very important here. Ve'ikr mashuoli Yisrael afa pikein, rubam kukulam mishar al-amdam, huskus avosam avram Yitzchak v'yakov, v'riboy hatsa'akos al-Hashem. So we'll say, so what is it that allowed us to survive? So we'll say, what the Rebbe is painting over here is an incredible picture of essentially unearned salvation and unearned spirituality. Conferred salvation, conferred spirituality. God gifted us redemption, and the truth is He gifted us spiritual standing as well. We didn't work for it. And we'll say, first of all, in general, this is an incredibly important yesod, because especially in our day and age, we all want inspiration. But I will say, more often, what we really want is what? We want for someone else to inspire us. right? I'm ready to be inspired. I'm ready, right? We'll say, right? I'm ready. I'll even put the remote down for a couple of minutes, right? I'm ready to be inspired, right? But so tell me, like, lay it on me, right? You know, inspire me, lift me up. I'm here. I'll pay attention. I won't fall asleep, right? We'll say that works. Meaning, you can do that. That's what happened to our ancestors. But we'll say when you have conferred spirituality as opposed to earned spirituality, easy come, easy go. If someone else is inspiring you, it goes in one side of your neshama and very easily goes out of the other. The only type of sustainable spirituality, we'll say, is the spirituality you work on for yourself. That's what we'll say when you see people who say, I'm uninspired. Yiddishkeit doesn't do it for me. Torah doesn't do it for me. The first question is, don't ask what Torah can do for you, right? Ask what you've done for Torah. We'll say it's an incredibly, if you're not inspired, it's not the system that's broken. Most probably, it's you that's broken. The Torah is perfect. Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect. Mitzvos are perfect. If I'm not feeling it, the first question I have to ask myself is, so what am I doing to feel it? Right? What effort am I putting in to feel it? We'll say it'd be the same thing as a person saying, you know what, I opened up a checking account today. Mamish, by tomorrow I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a millionaire. Right? After I have the checking account, right? I have the kalim, it's there, the count is there. I even have the ATM card, right? I'm waiting for the money to pour in. Anyone who would say that, you'd say you're a tippish. That's ridiculous. Of course, that's not how it works. But yet, by spirituality, we expect, I have a bris milah. I said, I have a bris. No, the chef, I should come. No, I'm ready. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm signed up, right? I'm enrolled, right? So what's, like, why isn't it coming? Because I would say, if at the end of the day you want the millions, right, in Ruchni or in Gashmi, you better roll up your sleeves and work really hard, yomam valayla. The money's not showing up in the bank, and this ruchnius is not showing up in your soul. If you're willing to work for it, you'll get it. That's lesson number one. But then the Rebbe says something amazing. So what is it? Klal Yisrael had to have some schus. Well, this will end. Klal Yisrael had to have some schus. They had to have some merit, even if you want to say that it was conferred spirituality. And it was conferred redemption. Klal Yisrael must have had something. Right? So you could say, okay, this something maybe was chusavos, right? The merit of the forefathers. But most of the Kutarabba says, this something else. He says, furthermore, Viriboy Hatsako Shetsaku, paragraph I, El Hashem. Both said there was also the crying out to God. Listen to this. Kimosha Kasav Sham Beparsha, Vigam Hakimosias Brisi Vichule, Vigamani Shamatias Nakas Ben Yisrael, Ki Iker. Holodas hamochil mita alumoson, hi ayideat sa'aka. V'cholzeh tzarech kol adam leida b'cholzman, shekolzeh over. Gam ata kol echad ve'echad. Umaskil al davar tova chafetz be'emes la'amito. Yovin mizeh eitzos v'izchaskus l'izkarev v'nekudas ha'emes. U'kisheroen sheboin, paragraph 2, I'm just going to read these last lines. Kisheroen sheboin al daito kushosu b'bulim, kama v'kamu tzarech litzok el Hashem Yisbarach. And I will say, do you know what Klal Yisrael was able to do? They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I will say, what the Rebbe says is that sometimes we forget that the most profound spiritual thing we can do in life is cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An unsophisticated cry that says, Ribono Shel Olam, I am so lost in life. I am so lost in my circumstances. I need you, because I am like a rudderless ship. I'm being tossed around, right, like a batter, like on the battered sea. I'm mamish. I'm just being tossed around. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm lost. I don't know how to be the architect of my salvation. I don't know how to get it together. I don't have the das, but I know that I need you. I know that I need you. I don't know anything else in my life, but I know that I need you. The Rebbe says, that's the pshat. V'gamani shamati es na'akas b'nei Yisrael. I heard the cries. I heard the cries. What cries? People say they're the cries of helplessness. We just don't have it together. We just don't have it together. We don't know what to do to extricate ourselves from this. And Rebbe says, those cries continued for many, many years afterwards. In the desert, Rebbe Shalom, I don't know what's going on. I don't have it together. But the Rebbe says something so amazing. Even when you don't know what to do in life, cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Rebbe said the power of crying out, the power of reaching out, the power of Gamani Shamati Esna Akas B'nei. So the Rebbe said, you know, sweet, one of the things I feel like we've lost a little bit is our Judaism, our Yiddishkeit has become much more sophisticated. And I will say, which is not a bad thing. We learn a lot more Torah, right? In general, there's a lot more Torah being learned. We delve much more into philosophical ideas. We learn more Hasidus. I'll say, you know, one of the things that's been lost is simple Judaism, right? The Emuna Pshuta. I will say, what's the Emuna Pshuta? The Ibn Shalom going through a crisis in life. And I will say, we all have our crises, big and small. But we're going through a crisis in life. And sometimes, I just don't have the answer. Sometimes I just don't know what to do. But you have the answer. You know what to do. And if you could just put in my heart the strength to weather the storm, if you could just put in my heart some of the answers, if you could just help me, hold my hand, make me feel secure, make me feel loved, and help me get through this, that's all I want. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do. I'm mamish lost. But I'm placing myself in your hands. It doesn't free us from taking decisive action. It doesn't free us from taking the reins of our destiny. But sometimes in life, when you're so lost, you don't know how to take the reins. Sometimes in life, I'm so lost that I don't know where to go. What do you do in those moments? V'gamani shamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not know how to navigate out of these tumultuous circumstances. So we'll say, Baruch Hashem, we had two things that got us out. Number one, Zchus Avos. Number two, the simple, pashut cries of a Jew. We'll say, never underestimate the power of calling out to your Father. Never underestimate the power of calling out to your God. Never underestimate the power of just reaching your hand out to Ribono Shel Olam. I am lost without you. That was the ingredient, the first ingredient for salvation of our people. And when we are lost, Rabosai, and very often, is the first ingredient for our personal salvation as well. Shkoyach. Fire.